That's right. Jack Heinrich has a head full of sports. Let us go in and find out what's inside. Jackie!
Oh, yeah. We're back. He also is back. The White Sox, they just went back-to-back to tie the game against the Yankees after they were down 4-0.
Very, very good. That's it. We need more of that.
Yeah, that's right. We're just complimentary of them.
Welcome to the John Landecker School of Broadcasting.
I'm the surprise pupil. Anyways. they've actually struggled against the Yankees these past two games, but now they're starting to find the long ball here. So that's good to see. They're tied at 4 in the bottom of the 8th. I got to check the updated standings. Yesterday they had a game and a half lead over the Guardians, and it's still a game and a half lead. Guardians and White Sox struggling a little bit. Twins are kind of sitting there at two games back. So AL Central is getting tight. The trade deadline is Monday. We're getting to the crunch time here. Trades are starting to happen. So we'll see what the Sox can do. They got one more against the Yanks tomorrow, and then they are going on the road to Tampa. So that's a pretty tough swing here as they're rolling into the All-Star break. But they're still in first place, and it sounds like they're very aggressive right now in the pitching market, scouring what could be out there. So they have the firepower. It'll be interesting, and the assets. So it'll be interesting to see what Chris Getz decides to do in a year where they're kind of surprise contending. See if they try to get someone that can fit their core, if they go for some other maybe one-year rental deals to help supplement the Southsiders. But trying to get back into it, Sam Antonache and Munetaka Murakami have both gone deep here in the 8th, so they're tied at 4 on the South side. So see if they can come back and win that one. Cubs, meanwhile, have been playing. They're back on the upswing here, John. They're 27-12, and I saw a tweet earlier today saying the Cubs started 27-12. They then went 7-22, and now they've gone 27-12 again. So everyone's terrified what's going to happen next, because
they'll go 7-11, and everybody gets a Slurpee.
Right?
That's what's going to happen. Yeah.
If they're going to go 7-11, I need the Slurpee. I mean, I need to get something out of it, you know? Right.
Exactly.
But they're playing very well right now on their road trip. They've won 4 out of the first 5 games. They're locked in a scoreless game right now down in St. Louis. And they're in a 4-game series, too. So they're wrapping it up tomorrow. They have an opportunity here, too. The Brewers have been very good all year, but they're starting to struggle a little bit. And by a little bit, I mean they're 6-4 in their last 10, and the Cubs are 7-3. But the lead is down to 5.5. If the Cubs can come away with a win today, they can get it down to 5. And then it gets a little interesting going into the weekend. If Milwaukee continues to lose and the Cubs can maybe take a couple from the Yankees and it's 2 or 3 games there behind Milwaukee, that could change things for Jed Hoyer on Monday at the trade deadline if he decides to go fully in and potentially empty the farm system and maybe takes a big swing, or if he just looks to supplement for a team that's probably not going to get the first round bye. So a lot of big decisions coming up here for Chris Getz and Jed Hoyer, who are actually very good friends, and they're the GMs of each the Cubs and the White Sox, right, respectively. So we'll see what happens there. Football season is upon us. The Bears have reported to Halas Hall for training camp.
Yes, yes.
Today was the first team workout. It was very nice to look at social media and see Bears players in shorts and their jerseys just running routes, even though they're not fully dressed up. You're just like, oh, Roma Dunze looks pretty good with that foot injury. Oh, Caleb Williams said he lost 10 to 15 pounds because he's going on the Tom Brady diet.
Wait a minute. Does he really need to lose that much?
I didn't think so, but he looks a lot leaner. Not that he like didn't look out of shape, but he just looks a lot leaner. And he was asked about it. He met the media for the first time in training camp today, and basically just kind of paraphrasing here, he said he's figuring out his schedule a little bit, like when to train, when to relax. And then they asked like how much weight he lost. He's like 10 to 15 pounds. And they're like, well, how'd you do that? And he said, eating at certain times, going to bed, I think he means at certain times, and then not eating after 7 p.m. was the big one.
Yeah, I keep hearing about that.
I do too. My doctor tells me.
I never do it, but it always seems to work.
I know. My doctor tells me that, and then I'm like, I just took down some meatballs and rice like 20 minutes ago. So it's like, sorry, doc, I was hungry. So
excuse me, doc, have you ever watched television?
Yeah. Come on, right. Yes. Yeah, yeah, you need that. Or if you ever worked at night, you need to eat.
Oh, man.
You eat late. So,
yeah.
We'll figure it out together. But that's what Caleb Williams is up to. So he's feeling pretty good. He was very complimentary of Luther Burden, the young receiver for the Bears in his second year. A lot on social media had all the pass catchers with Caleb Williams for a couple days, it looked like, throughout the summer in California training together, which is just what you want to see. I think it was all the receivers, pretty much all of them, at least Burden, Adunze, and then Colston Loveland, the tight end, were all out there, and maybe a few others. But he's getting all the boys together to work on it throughout the offseason, so it'll be fun. There's a few position battles to look at, the offensive line, left tackle. There's a few guys fighting out for it. A lot of early praise for Braxton Jones, who was hurt last year on the left side. And they said this is the most healthy he's been in the last few years, so maybe he's got the edge right now, but we'll see how it plays out. The center position's up in the air after Drew Dolman retired. Mm-hmm. They got Garrett Bradbury from New England, who went to the Super Bowl last year, and then they also drafted Logan Jones from Iowa. John, I don't know about you. I love Iowa offensive linemen because I think they just grow them out there.
Well, they do, but just because you're big doesn't mean you have the coordination.
Right.
And, of course, I can't support Iowa because it would go against my upbringing and,
right,
you know, it's written into my constitution.
I feel that too, but once they get out of Iowa, I'm like, all right, I can.
Oh yeah, sure.
I'll deal with you. So they got Logan Jones out of Iowa, which you're just like, oh yeah, I'll take a O lineman from Iowa. So we'll see what happens there. There's Kyler Gordon's on the physically unable to perform list. It sounds so dark when you put it that way. The pup list, but he struggled with injury. He's got another calf injury. It sounded like he stayed from the team workouts earlier this summer, and he stayed in Chicago. Some of the guys go home or whatnot during that time, but he stayed in Chicago, tried to rehab it. It hasn't gotten better. Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles sounded frustrated. They said Kyler Gordon's frustrated, and it's kind of just been the thing with Kyler Gordon. He's been very good when he plays. I mean, he got a very nice contract because of how well he's played. He's just been battling injuries the past few years, and since Ben Johnson's been here too. So Ben doesn't really know him on the field yet, so he's got to earn his trust there. So there's a lot of storylines here for the Bears, coming off a really good season, first place schedule,
yeah,
bunch of primetime games like we talked, yeah, about, the holiday games. So and I think the first the Hall of Fame game, I think, is next Thursday, which is crazy.
The Hall of Fame game is next. Who would be playing in it? I keep losing track. It used to be college or All-Stars, right?
I think so back then. Yeah, it's the Panthers and the Cardinals. Next Thursday, the 6th at 7 o'clock on NBC.
They're not playing for real.
No. So here's the thing. Everybody always gets jazzed up. I do it too. It's like, oh, football's back. And then you're like, oh, these are all the third stringers, like the guys that might get cut, and then you're like, oh, this is a rough watch, like after like a couple. Yeah. But I mean, I'll have it on. I mean, it's good to have football back. Sure. But the Bears played in it a few years ago, and a bunch of the backups played. I remember Caleb Williams didn't play, but that's the first game. And they always, the Hall of Fame game now is they pick two teams that have a player rep. Like if there's a player going in the Hall of Fame that played for them, that's what they gotcha. Do. Like when Devin Hester was put in, that's when the Bears played there. So that's why they do that. And then a week from that, next Thursday, so I guess 2 weeks from tomorrow, that's when there's like five preseason games. So we're heating up. I know the first weekend of, I think it's Labor Day weekend, that's Sunday, we have a Hampton OB preview special with Andy Baser.
Great.
So we'll get those cuts. Those OB cuts,
yeah.
So we could play them.
Let's try to work some content in there that'll make him mad.
Right.
Then we'll get what we want.
I don't know if we even have to work anything in. That's the thing. Like he comes in after we don't see him for a few months, and he just has a list of things he wants to talk about.
Yeah.
Because he lives and breathes football.
You bet he does.
Yeah. And then today was day two of Big Ten Media Day. Yeah. Because, as I've said before, I think I said this on Monday, 18 teams means there's 3 days of media days because they can't fit everybody in. So Yesterday, Illinois was making the rounds. Brett Bielema made a little headline saying the SEC wants to live in 2005 forever. When he talks about the college landscape, about how they are, they say they're the, I think every conference says they're the best, but it's a big rivalry between the Big Ten and the SEC, and it's hard to go against the Big Ten right now because they've won three straight college football playoffs. And it's been three different teams, Michigan, Ohio That's State, right. and Indiana. Yep. So it's not like just one team carrying it. It's been three different teams. So they're going to be strong again. Illinois will be in the mix as well. Pat Fitzgerald's back in the Big Ten. He met the media today. It was weird to see him in green and not purple.
Yeah.
And then him saying go green was weird, too, when he was done. So, but he had a lot to say. Very grateful to be back in the Big Ten. And it's just fun. It's just fun when there's like that football buzz. Tomorrow is Northwestern and Michigan Day, so we'll see what's happening there. But it's fun to have. A lot of these coaches are saying their camp starts in about a week, so college football's coming back. I think they come back like a week or two before the NFL, which is always great. And then last thing here, John, no, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift aren't the only big couple now in the NFL. Justin Herbert and Madison Beer got engaged. So that's a little, I guess a little, not as much pub, but the big thing I've seen on Twitter is a lot of fans want Justin Herbert to take Madison Beer's last name. So his jersey says Beer and number 10 on it. And then they can buy it.
Well, that's not going to happen, folks. So,
but they're like, he should do it. And I'm like, yeah, I see what you're saying, but I don't know if that's going to happen. But another high profile engagement in the NFL right before training camp for Justin Herbert. And I saw, I don't know where I saw, I think it was on Twitter. Somebody put together with like quarterbacks getting engaged or married before the season and how well they do. So everybody thinks Justin Herbert's going to do really well this year. So
okay,
if you're into that kind of thing, tell him Jack told you that. I don't
I
know.
Will,
or
Jack
found it on Twitter and told you anyways.
Jack Heinrich, he's got a head full of sports on 720 WGN.